Yeah.
All right, so this is Valentine's Day. It's also a very special day for our very own Darian Ray. Good morning, D-Ray.
Good morning.
A happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
It's nice to have a birthday girl in the studio. So you are treating us, though, today.
Yes.
You come in here and you spoil us rotten with all of your baking abilities because you're a pro. And
Thank you.
We've got the baking time machine all fired up again today. So what era are we going back to today for this specific treat?
So we're going back to the 1950s, and okay. We have Valentine's Day cream pie for today's baking dessert.
Okay, so rather than doing the birthday cake, we went Valentine's theme.
Yes, we went Valentine's Day themed for this one.
That's fair. Okay, so maybe we should just stick a candle in one of these, though.
Maybe. We'll have to see if there's any laying around here.
Jim Gaffigan once said, "Grandma's in the kitchen putting candles in the pie again." She's cut off. Maybe we won't put candles in the pie. Anyways, so we got Valentine's Day cream pie.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about this. It looks very nice. It's very festive. It definitely goes hand in hand with Valentine's Day. It's got that kind of a pink hue to it.
From the maraschino cherry juice.
Oh,
so you put about half a cup of the maraschino cherry juice into the cream pie filling to give it that nice pink flavor and hopefully to make it taste a little bit like cherries and then have the maraschino cherries as well in it for a little bit of a garnish.
All right. Well, and you know, I've been talking a little bit about things for Valentine's Day. Yesterday we were talking about whether your special somebody would prefer that you buy a gift or make a gift. I'm the guy who loves homemade things, especially when it comes to food. The weight of my heart is through my stomach, no question about that. So unfortunately, I'm married, Darian. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And this is my first time working with tarts, so we'll have to hope that it worked out well. I did not go with the making my own pie crust. I did buy it from the store because time consuming.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of effort that goes into making pie crust. Okay, so we've got the cream pie tart here.
Yes.
It has a beautiful scent to it. It smells delightful. I'm going to go in for a bite. I'm going to make sure I get a cherry with the filling here. Okay, so turn
this way. I tried to make sure that the cherries were evenly dispersed throughout all the tarts. I felt like my grandma counting all of the raisins that when she did her butter tarts, making sure everyone had the right amount.
It's very good, Darian.
I quite
enjoy that cherry flavor. Wow. Another little bite there.
I'm glad. I actually, while I was doing this recipe, I actually found out apparently that maraschino cherries were a very popular flavor in the 1950s because that's when they were created.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool to find out.
That's cool. Yeah, you hear about maraschino cherries and all kinds of different things. I remember as a kid, always growing up, maraschino cherries were in all the Christmas baking because you got the red ones and the green ones, right? This is very, very good. Okay, so the cream pie filling is very much, I don't even know quite exactly how to describe the consistency. It's very, very smooth, very cherry flavored, but it's not like a, like, I don't know, there's something, it doesn't seem like a pudding. It's different than that.
Yeah, it was really interesting to make because you cook it all on the stove top.
Okay.
You use quite a bit of sugar and then some milk and cornstarch to thicken it up, and then you add your maraschino cherry juice into it to flavor it and to give it the color. And you had to let it boil for about 3 minutes, to get it to thicken up there.
Gotcha.
It was quite an interesting, it was like bubbling weird.
Could you watch it like transform from a liquid to a gel?
You know the Teletubbies and they were like custard that they have? That's what it reminded me of when I was making it.
I did not expect a Teletubbies reference today at all. Darian, that was terrific. Okay. All right. So if you would like a Teletubby custard style tart, you can check out the full recipe. Baking yesteryear, Darian took us back to the 1950s in her baking time machine for her very own birthday, but treated us to a Valentine's Day treat. If you'd like to, you know, show your sweet something sweet, this is definitely a great option. Darian, thank you so much
for
the Valentine's Day cream pie.